on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry-Day. Feels good to let it out.
Hey, it's the first one of the new year. We're live. Woo-hoo. And the tears are back for 2025. It's not like she got emotionless over the holiday break, people. I can't wait to see what emotions the holiday brought up for you, Jessica.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this one.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
If you've never been here for Friday Cry-Day before.
I cry.
She cries.
The end.
And that's it. That's all you need to know.
That's it.
No, so Jess is an emotional person. And so on a Fridays, we play a little game where she tells you three potential reasons of why, as an emotional person, she cried over the past week. Now, here's where the game comes in, is that two of these stories she's going to tell you are made up. One of these is an actual reason of why she cried this week, and you're going to try to figure out which one was the real cry, okay? The prize for this week is what, Jess?
Maryland Lottery Scratch-Offs. You get 20 of them, so you could win big with my tears.
All right, let's get into it. Friday Cry-Day. Story number one.
Story number one. My husband, Garage Boy, and I were in California visiting our family for the holidays. And ever since we got back, our internal clock has just been like completely off. And it actually ruined our New Year's Eve. We were so exhausted, like sleeping on and off on New Year's Eve, that we actually missed the ball drop. And it's the first time that's ever happened to me, because like I'm always watching all the, like, you know, all the cheesy shows and like the countdowns. And I was really excited because I got cute little glasses and like apple cider for us to cheers for the new year, for the first time as husband and wife.
I knew that was coming. I knew, I suggested going to say,
it was our first New Year's as husband and wife. And I slept right through it. Ruined. Story number two.
Sometimes you're so predictable. Story number two.
A couple months ago, I had a special guest co-host in the studio. You might remember her, 8-year-old Aaliyah. And she tagged me in a recap video that her mom posted on her mom's story. And she did like her top three favorite 2024 moments. Aww. And she said that her favorite moment of 2024 was hanging out with me in the studio.
You were number one?
I was number one. Wow. I was like, what? There was like ice skating on there. There was like a Florida trip. And then
you were better than the Florida trip.
I was number one.
Wow. I mean, just to be honest with you, coming in the studio isn't that exciting. Like versus a Florida trip.
Wow. Ice skating?
Ice skating? I'm going to be honest with you. If y'all think the studio is that fun, it's not that fun. So that means a lot.
It was really sweet.
Okay. All right. Story number three.
Story number three. When we were flying back home to Baltimore, we were sitting by an elderly woman, and she was a really sweet lady. But right before we were about to land, she had to use the restroom, and she's sitting by the window. But it was too late that they weren't letting anyone get up because we were like going to land, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you actually land and you're not doing anything, but they don't let you get up from out of your seat.
Right.
She had to pee. And you know me, I'm like the queen of the pee anxiety support group. So like I'm an empath. So like I was feeling her pain, like her anxiety. I could feel it. And she was getting so upset. And she's like, I have to pee. I don't think I'm going to make it. And I was like, are you not going to make it? And she's like, I don't think I'm going to make it. And I'm like, this woman has to pee.
You yelled?
Yes. I was Jessica. Like, let her up. She has to pee.
That can get you arrested. I think you can't just like yell on a plane.
No, I mean, I wasn't like in the back of the plane. I was in the front. So I was really only yelling loud enough for six rows. I was getting the attention of the flight attendants.
Okay.
And then she got up and she got to go pee. And I saved her from embarrassment that I know what that feels like.
So were you like emotional?
I was emotional about it. I was going through every single step with her. It was like, I was like, I'm here for you.
Apologies for anyone on that flight, by the way. I'll apologize for Jess. Let's go to Danielle from Baltimore. Hi, Danielle.
Hi.
You got three stories. Which one of those is the actual cry for the week for these Maryland lottery scratchers?
I think it's number two.
That's 8-year-old Aaliyah making mm-hmm. Jess her number one best highlight of her year. And why do you think it's that one?
Because she gets really emotional every time she talks about
it.
hear it in her voice.
Yeah. And by the way, you can see it in the studio too.
I'm crying right now.
I think it's a pretty solid answer for the week. Jess, is that the real cry?
Yeah, no, 100%. I'm crying right now. I'm
crying with you. That's the problem.
I'm like literally scrolling. And you know, and what's funny is like, I follow her mom, Mandy, on Instagram, and I'm just watching her story. And I look at the bottom and it says like you can add as in like I was tagged. And I was like, why am I tagged in this? And I watch it and I watch the whole thing. And Aaliyah's like, and number one is when I met Jess. So I was like, excuse me?
You're like, Jess who?
I was like, wait, me?
What Jess?
What are you talking about? And I showed I showed Garage Boy and he goes, are you serious? And I was like, what is this?
That's so sweet.
It was so sweet. Oh, God.
You know what? You used your deduction skills well, Danielle. You played a very great round of Friday Criday.
I hope you win money, girl.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks. Me too. I need it.
Congrats. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.